Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association is pleased to announce the annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Enjoy everything the olive and lavender industries have to offer. Demonstrations, arts, crafts, collectibles, food, and more. The annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. More info at pasorobles.downtown.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office, search Arroyo Grande home and Kristen Smart case. Man convicted of first-degree murder over 50 years ago, granted parole. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Yesterday morning, the County Sheriff's Office announced they were serving a search warrant signed by a Superior Court judge to a home in Arroyo Grande in relation to Kristen Smart's disappearance. The home is located on the 500 block of East Branch Street in Arroyo Grande, belonging to Susan Flores. Susan Flores is the mother of Paul Flores, who is currently serving a 25-year-to-life sentence for the murder of Kristen Smart, convicted in 2022. An official release from the sheriff's office says they will not be making any additional comment during this investigation, and they will continue investigating today. The DA's office released a statement in response to the search, saying that law enforcement is still working to bring Kristen Smart home. While those responsible for Kristen's death could provide answers at any time, we remain firmly committed to using every lawful tool available to locate Kristen's remains and to support her family until she is brought home, Dan Dow said. Despite evidence being found at Ruben Flores' home of human remains buried underneath the deck, Kristen's body has never been found. Man convicted of first-degree murder granted parole. Dan Dow says he is deeply troubled. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A man convicted of a 1974 first-degree murder in San Luis Obispo County was released after being granted parole on December 30, 2025. Alberto Tamas Jr., according to the DA's office, on June 17th and into the early morning hours of June 18th, 1974, murdered Genevieve Adeline Moreno of Napomo. She was working her shift at the old Blues Bar, 605 West Teff Street in Napomo, when her husband, Richard Moreno, returned to pick her up from work. The bar was empty and the cash register was opened, emptied of currency. His wife was nowhere to be found. Mrs. Moreno's body was discovered in a field about a quarter mile from the bar. She had been robbed, kidnapped, beaten, sexually assaulted, and murdered, the DA's office says. Tamas Jr. was identified as the suspect, and he admitted to his crimes, pleading no contest to first-degree murder. Following his release, Dan Dow has issued a statement saying, quote, I am deeply troubled that our criminal and victim justice system has reached a result where the man who brutally murdered Genevieve Moreno over 50 years ago will now walk free. We are deeply disappointed that the Board of Parole hearings granted parole. We will remain vigilant in protecting the people of San Luis Obispo County. Tickets are still on sale for the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival happening this weekend through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the weekend. Tickets and information on the full lineup are available at parkfieldbluegrass.org. In addition to the festival's lineup are workshops and the kids program. Children are free to enter the festival with a ticketed adult. Here's Dave Swartz, Festival Director for Parkfield Bluegrass, on the Kids Workshop program.
The Kids program is, for the last 2 years, has been run by an amazing guitarist named Joy Louise. The Kids program is for kids of different experience levels. It involves both instruments and singing. The Kids program is free for all participants. The kids do not need to be experienced in performing or singing. It's a program that starts with an orientation on Friday evening, has a couple of practices, and then ends up with a stage performance on Sunday just before lunch.
Also available are workshops between sets for adults.
So all of our workshops are during the lunch and dinner breaks. Most of the workshops involve training or skills on a particular instrument, but other workshops may involve things like band dynamics and songwriting. We also have a geologist who teaches at Cal State Northridge. Julian comes up every year, and each day we will have an earthquake workshop. And so Julian, at either the lunch or dinner break, will take a group of typically 30 to 60 people and walk down about a quarter of a mile to the bridge going into Parkfield and give details about the San Andreas Fault and earthquakes and various other things pertinent to the area.
The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be this Friday, May 8th at 9 a.m. in the district boardroom. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has also recognized its 2026 District-Wide Employees of the Year, selected by their colleagues. Teacher of the Year went to Alex Huggins of Lewis Flamson Junior High School. Classified Employee of the Year went to Tracy Cagliaro of Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. Administrator of the Year went to Brandon Duncan of Lewis Flamson Junior High School. Student Support Services Employee of the Year went to Jennifer Asador, an instructional coach. And Rookie of the Year went to Gabrielle Mahfood of Kermit King Elementary. The California Mid-State Fair is launching its 2 for Tuesdays in the month of May, making it easier than ever to plan your summer fun. This limited-time promotion offers buy one, get one free season admission passes to the Mid-State Fair every Tuesday. These are sold in pairs only for the same type of pass, adult or youth. Season passes offer the best value for pairs, providing daily admission for all 12 days of the Mid-State Fair, access to exhibits, free live entertainment on all 6 stages, community exhibits, livestock exhibits, multiple shopping areas, and more. Chumash Grandstand Arena concerts, carnival rides, and other special events require separate tickets. For full details, visit MidstateFair.com. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, The Dodgers beat the Astros 12-2. The Padres over the Giants 5-1. The Angels beat the White Sox 8-2. The Phillies over the Athletics 6-3. The Rangers beat the Yankees 6-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Cardinals. The Athletics will go against the Phillies. The Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers will face the Thunder in Game 2 of their conference semifinal series tonight. In California news, federal authorities say they arrested 18 people on Wednesday on charges related to selling illicit drugs near the Los Angeles MacArthur Park area. Authorities say they seized 40 pounds of fentanyl from a single home. Two people were arrested, believed to be the main sources of the drugs sold in the park. These are Malay Moreno Lopez and Jackson Tarfer, handling narcotics at a storefront where the drugs were then distributed. The Oakland City Council voted to fine a couple over $900,000 for chopping down 38 trees in North Oakland. City Council says residents Matthew Bernard and Lynn Warner purchased the hillside lot in 2019 and started felling trees 2 years later without permits. The couple was warned multiple times of the need for permits to cut down trees, which consisted of protected native oak trees, broadleaf maples, buckeyes, and other species. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today's schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, drought-type conditions have certainly been widespread throughout the major cow-calf producing states this spring and have affected much of the pasture and range as producers get closer to turning cows out to grass. According to our friends at DTN this week, pasture and range conditions out in Nebraska continue to be the worst in the entire country, with only 4% of pastures in good to excellent condition. Of course, widespread wildfires have left much of the Nebraska sandhills without grass for several thousand cows. Less than ideal pasture and range conditions are also present in other beef cow states, including Texas, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Kansas, and Montana. The other states with the least numbers of pastures in good to excellent condition include Florida, Colorado, and Arizona. Meanwhile, Missouri and North Dakota are the two beef cow states actually showing better pasture conditions, with 76 and 61% in good to excellent condition, respectively. It goes without saying, my friends, we sure could use a little bit of help from Mother Nature.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Cord Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
KPRL News continues at 6:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Projects to find new uses for wastewater are becoming more common in California, especially as California farmers grapple with drought and tightening water use restrictions tied to the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Farmers' increasingly urgent need to reduce water use has attracted new business ventures and more creative solutions for recycling wastewater. You always see companies and entrepreneurs and innovators kind of show up where there's opportunity, said Ben Monpetit, who chairs the Viticulture and Enology Department at the University of California, Davis. To process wastewater from the university's research winery, UC Davis started using a technology from Napa-based Revita Water, which ushers the wastewater through a series of steps, including filtration and introducing specific microbes. The company's technology can even take wastewater from dairies and make it safe for humans to drink, although owner Ashish Shah said the treated wastewater is mostly used for irrigation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, west northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday all the way to Wednesday and Thursday next week. Low 90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 70s on Tuesday and Wednesday. 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:22.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New claims for unemployment benefits were weaker than expected in the latest reading. The week ending May 2nd, claims came in at 200,000, and continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined to 1.76 million in the week ending April 25th. But also, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas released its monthly report today. It says announced April job cuts increased 38% from March. Workplace expert Andy Challenger says technology companies are leading all industries in layoff announcements. They often cite AI spend and innovation. McDonald's profit rose 6% in the recent quarter. It was helped by low-cost value meal menu items and promotions, and McDonald's shares are up 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for 5% off and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Pedals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar, on May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Pedals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
And rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Don't forget that Mom's Day is just a few days away, and make sure you stop by the Floral Parlor on Spring Street and do your job there. And don't forget, ask for the free KPRL delivery to help spoil Mom and Grandma. The Floral Parlor is open Tuesday through Saturday, 1321 Spring Street. Call 805-286-4512, and Sonny will get it done for you. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Get going on this Thursday edition.
Saturday morning, serials, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, lucky strike greens. Flat tops, sock hops, Duty Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember
the Morning Exchange? KPRL.
Alrighty, before I forget, let's see here. Oh, baseball, local flavor. Once again, native Dylan Beavers playing for the Baltimore Orioles. Played right field last night, and the O's defeated the Marlins 7-4. Dylan, he gets on base somehow every single game. He was 1-for-2 with a ribby and a walk, again, as the Orioles. That's two in a row for the Birds. All righty, whatever you'd like to talk about this morning here. One thing. Chris, the interview you did, I think, with Dale from the Bluegrass Festival?
Yes.
When he mentioned about the kids?
Yes.
I've seen that, I think it was last year or the year before. And it is a blast watching those kids go up and perform. And again, he said just before noon on Sunday. And because you have a wide range of the ages in the kids, you know, you've got some that maybe, you know, 12 years old or something around there. And, you know, they kind of know what they're doing a little bit. And then you'll have some that are 7 or 8 that are, they're trying their hardest. And it's just so fun to watch. And the people that work with the kids, they do a great job. And what's also cool about it is that the older kids, you know, when I'm saying older, you know, I'm talking, you know, just a couple of years, 3, 4, maybe 5, they're helping out the young kids too. And it's just really, really cool. And, you know, for those kids to get up there, one, it, you know, takes guts, a bunch of strangers they don't know and so forth. But because of the response from the audience, it has to have such a positive effect on them. Getting the applause and stuff like that. So that is cool to watch. All right. Anyway, just another little plug for the Bluegrass Festival there. What else do we have? A dirtbag. Chris, they don't have the age of this dirtbag that's released from prison, do they?
They have his date of birth. I just didn't bother doing the math myself.
What year was he born?
Let me double check here. Give me 1 second.
Early 50s?
Yeah, 1950.
Okay, so he's 76. That would work out. All right, so, Mike, you know, again, getting out, he killed a young lady. Murdered her. Brutally. What's he going to do in society at this age? What's the point? Yeah, I know. Well, Kevin, we're spending money on... Let him die in prison. I don't want him die being able to look at the beach or, you know, have a good time or have a ice cream soda or anything like that. Just let him die in prison. You know, it just... these parole people, they ought to be slapped. They ought to be slapped. You know, just unbelievable. I know the district attorney has to use very nice language when he's upset with things like this, but my goodness, folks, this piece of garbage is 76 years old. He's released. Let him rot and die in his prison cell where it belongs. He should have been executed, but that's California. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? This may be coming up in the future, and this has to do with the redistricting. You are familiar with Prop 50. Now, the redistricting ensured that there would never be a contested primary between black and Latino candidates. The Supreme Court decision will have an impact on this Prop 50. And we will see if it will be brought up here locally as well. Because, you know, Paso Robles caved. The school district also caved. There were threats from law firm out of Malibu or someplace like that. Anyway, that could be headed our way. We shall see if that does take place. So, speaking of political, I got the sample ballot. Obviously, mine's from Monterey County. But I had no idea when you open it up, how many people are running for governor? It looks like there's about 35 people listed on my ballot. What a waste of time. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning. The ballots are in the mail, and I'd like to invite some people out here in west of Paso to a meet and greet for Vanessa Rosa, who's running for the county clerk recorder's office. She's going to be holding a meet and greet out here at Ground Squirrel Hollow area. It's on the corner of Geneseo and Ground Squirrel Hollow tomorrow afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30. Yeah. Hope that everybody with any questions is going to drop by and get acquainted with her.
Yeah, she was on Sound Off a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got a chance to meet with her before she went on, obviously. And
yeah.
I'd never met her before. I don't know anything about her. I listened to a little bit of the show, but compared to the other one that Karen had on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's a good option, and I'd really like to have a lot of people drop by and get acquainted with her. Yeah. Ask some of the hardest questions they can come up with.
Now, how did... I don't know how to phrase this. What do you have a connection with her, and how you were able to get her out there to Ground Squirrel Hollow?
Actually, she asked me if I could set up something for her, like we did for Debbie Arnold the last time she ran.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have a slight connection with her, not a long-standing one. Just since she decided she was going to run, she came to one of our Friday group meetings and made herself acquainted, and has asked me for some information now and then.
Yeah, the part for particularly for a position like this, because it's kind of like, you know, superintendent. It's hard to get that name recognition out there.
It really is, yeah.
And I don't know how much backing she has and so forth, but I do know, because when I did talk to her in the lobby before she went on the air, I don't know how she gets any sleep.
I don't either.
I mean, she seems to have
a lot of energy.
Yeah, no, she. Well, you can tell as soon as you say hi to her, you can say this lady's got a lot of energy.
Yes, yeah.
She's go, 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 go.
That's what's needed in that office.
yeah, it is. It is. So when you approached the people in the neighborhood, did they even know who she was, or were they, you know?
Most do not.
Okay.
That's why we want as many people as possible to come by and find out who she is.
Well, you know, I'm just curious. I wonder how many people know who our county clerk recorder is anyway.
That's a really good question. She gets a lot of news coverage, especially with Darsha.
Right, but I mean, it's not, you know, so, you know, it's obviously extremely important position, but it's not a, you know, quote-unquote juicy position. And, you
True.
Know, the average person, I just wonder if they even know what's been going on the last few years.
Yeah. The average person, I don't think they do, but they need to.
Well,
our elections are a big, very important to our way of life. We need to be more educated on who we're voting for.
Have you always been either involved, or have you always been aware of, you know, majority of the issues?
No, not always. I had a job that had a top secret clearance for many, many years, and I avoided politics completely for those years. And after I retired, I started getting more interested and found out what I'd been missing out on.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking, during, even maybe before and after, did your political views change much?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I became very aware of the difference between the parties and where the country's headed for. We got to try and get back to what we used to have.
So, without me asking you directly, I'll just say you found the right path, so to speak.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. See, I asked a question and you answered it, and it wasn't really political because we don't know.
That's right.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I'm not worried about my security clearance anymore. I'm very political now.
Right, good for you. Stay with it, and thanks for the reminder.
Okay, thank you.
You're
welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Mm. When Elena Cano sued Darsha Stebbins, I had the privilege of attending all 3 days of that trial. And in my opinion, Elena Cano, even when county council was trying to qualify her, is not very qualified to do the job. That's just my opinion.
Well, you know what? I would, you say qualified. People could debate that. But the other is, you know, again, listening to some people and Darsha and just the stories over the years, as well as Lynn Compton, is she trustworthy?
Well, let me tell you this. If you're the supervisor or the lead person and a bunch of people that work under you, and you're responsible for payroll and all that stuff, don't you think that she should know that a salaried employee cannot be paid overtime? She did not.
All right, well, I still ask the question. Trustworthy. Can she be trusted?
Well, I think that you'd have to ask Darsha that, because Darsha has been down there at the polls and watched her in action and watch what goes on down there, and in her opinion, no.
All right, so it was a simple no. All right, now, based on her actions is one thing, if you know, because I've never observed it, but I just went off her responses in the last couple of years that you would read or hear, and you can almost see that she's dancing, or in other words, she was lying.
Well, then that entered into your opinion of her, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to go with my gut feeling on that.
I don't blame you. Anyway, that was just my concern that,
okay,
that she's not even qualified to be the head of that organization.
All right. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. I don't, you know, that would be one of those questions to ask on, okay, the two ladies that are also running, are they qualified? I don't know what the qualifications are or what you need to have a degree or, you know, any of those things. I have no idea for that position. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe some of you know. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, a little something is, other than the redistricting, is the, Chris, that story you did on Oakland, with the
trees.
Yeah, the 900,000. Does it say how big that property is?
I'd have to go back and look at the story. It probably did.
Because, was it $900,000, I think the fine is?
Yes, for 38 trees.
38 trees, and they're a combination of oaks and, not sycamores, was it?
Oaks, broadleaf maples, buckeyes, and other species. The species are all priced differently.
Okay. So here is a question that comes up from time to time. And this has to do with property rights. How far does government or can government go regarding property rights? Now, from what I gathered just from the short story, was that they were told that they needed to go through a process, right, Chris?
Multiple times, yes.
Okay. See, this to me, it gets a little sticky from the standpoint is, all right, so you buy this property, I'm assuming, you had something in mind for the reason that you bought it. And, you know, you look at this and say, oh, man, we're gonna get this, but, oh, we got all these trees. We're, you know, whatever they're going to do. I don't know, you know, what their intent is. But, all right, so I don't know if they just did it on their own or didn't ask anything or just thought that hey, this is my property. I don't need to worry about cutting these trees down. I own it, without going to the city first. So this is where I'm going. Do we really, as property owners, I understand native trees and so forth, but cities cut down a lot of native trees and other type of trees for their own benefit. So again, how far do we go if I buy whatever, you know, size property and I decide that I just want to cut trees and I'm not paying a permit to the city to do it? If you've been listening for years, you know my thoughts on permits on my own property. Causing a detriment to the community because they chopped down 38 trees in Oakland. Oakland has a lot of concrete. So anyway, maybe some thoughts and examples that maybe some of you have come across regarding property and how far. Have we gone too far with rules and regulations on what we can and cannot do on our property? That is a question that's probably been around for a long time. There have been some, you know, legal issues regarding how much you can and cannot do based on either some zoning or, again, the rules and regulations within the city or county or state that you live. And has, again, government taking too much of our property rights away. We know a little bit about water rights here in the state of California, particularly here in darn near paradise. Anyway, just a couple of things to throw out this morning as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county sheriff's office announced yesterday morning they were serving a search warrant signed by a superior court judge to a home in Arroyo Grande related to Kristen Smart's disappearance. The home belongs to Susan Flores. The sheriff's office said they will not be making any additional comments regarding the investigation. The search continues today. The California Mid-State Fair is launching its Two for Tuesdays in the month of May. These are sold in pairs only for the same type of pass, adult or youth. Season passes offer the best value for fairs, providing daily admission for all 12 days of the Mid-State Fair, access to exhibits, free live entertainment on all six stages, and more. For full details, visit midstatefair.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. fires on an Iranian-flagged oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman as President Trump is pressuring Tehran to agree to a new deal to end the conflict.
President Trump says his red lines are holding.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and they won't. And they've agreed to that, among other things.
He also suggested there's a plan to extract Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium, one way or another. The U.S. is reportedly seeking clauses that further punish Iran if it violates the terms.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, meeting today with Pope Leo at the Vatican following the recent war of words between the pontiff and President Trump. Two were meeting at the Apostolic Palace this morning. The Pope has said his opposition to the conflict in Iran is religiously based, and Rubio will meet Friday with Premier Giorgia Meloni. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
All righty, it's 11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs, conference semifinal action Wednesday. In the East, the Knicks nipped the 76ers 108-102 after a 39-point blowout in Game 1. Neither team led by more than 7 points in Game 2. New York used a 9-0 run in the fourth quarter to take control. 26 points for Jalen Brunson.
Most importantly, just staying poised, staying composed. When they make it faster, when they go up one, they'll retake the lead back. Just focusing and paying attention to the details.
In the West, the Spurs paid back the Timberwolves with interest. A two-point loss at home in Game 1 led to a 133-95 San Antonio rout in Game 2. That's the most points the Spurs have put up in a playoff game since the days of George Gervin in 1983. Stanley Cup second round, Game 1 in Buffalo. The Sabres slashed the Canadiens 4-2, scoring twice on the power play after converting just one of 24 extra man chances in the first round against Boston. Ducks soared past the Golden Knights 3-1 for a split of the first two games in Las Vegas. Baseball, the Cubs blew a late lead but came back to edge the Reds 7-6 in 10 innings for their eighth straight victory. Rays shut out the Blue Jays 3-0 for their sixth in a row. Shane McClanahan in the comeback scattered four hits. Sonny Gray in the dawn also with a four-hitter as the Red Sox tamed the Tigers 4-0. Pirates got eight innings of two-hit ball from Paul Skeens and a first-inning blast from Brandon Lau. They blanked the Diamondbacks 1-0. Dodgers drubbed the Astros. Andy Pajes hit three dingers and drove in six. The Brewers beat the Cardinals. Reliever Aaron Ashby improved to 6-0. He ties Atlanta's Chris Sale for the most wins in the majors this year. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles, it's 9 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero. Well, you know, clouds this morning giving way to lots of sunshine. Lots of sunshine. That would be 90 degrees today. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and we'll be at 90 again on your Friday. Saturday, 90. Sunday, 90. Monday, 90. And then we'll be upper 70s Tuesday, 80 Wednesday, and then back to upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6.05 a.m., 7.55 p.m. We are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. And do remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. The right choice, KPRL. Here we go.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your county-wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound as we're supposed to do. Alrighty, as I look to my left-hand side, there is nothing to report. All right, Chris, you ready?
I'm ready for my favorite part of the day.
Okay. Your favorite part of the day?
Yeah, looking like a damn fool.
What a life. Okay, what is the only animal that can fly backwards?
Huh.
Besides liberals.
I don't know if this counts as giving it away, but are we including, you know, quote-unquote flying in water?
Flying in water?
Yeah, because my guess is going to be a penguin.
They fly?
Quote-unquote fly, you know, like, their flight's in water. In a way.
Get rid of the penguin.
Okay, not the penguin. I don't know. I don't know what bird can fly backwards. A sparrow.
No, one more guess.
There's so many birds out there. I mean, come on.
Well, I would say that it's a bird that is seen a lot in yards.
A pigeon.
Now, I'll alleviate your pain right now and just give you the answer.
Sure.
Hummingbirds.
Oh, okay. Right. Never seen one fly backwards.
Well, I had an incident situation with a bird yesterday. I was out on my cutting the fields on my tractor, and I have my safety goggles on, and I have a hat on, and I've got that stuff on. What are the chances of a bird doing what a bird does when it flies over you and hitting me directly on the glasses?
Not very high, but not impossible either.
Well, yeah. I just couldn't believe it. So my wife gets attacked by a bunny rabbit, and I get on by a bird on my glasses. And I don't see how it got past the bill of my cap, but somehow it did. Anyway, there you have it, folks. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle's Ed's in Atascadero. Just simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Just about 5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out yonder at the airport, known as the One-Niner Diner. Every day they are open breakfast and lunch, and contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. This superhero generates around $1 billion annually in merchandise. What superhero? Which superhero generally generates about $1 billion annually in merchandise? Yep, you got that right.
He is the most popular.
He is?
I think so, yes. By most metrics.
I don't know about stuff like that, but anyway. To the phone lines, we go, go, go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Spider-Man.
Yes, Spider-Man. Yeah, so far in the last, I don't know how many years now, about $34 billion.
Uh-huh. I believe it. I have a grandson. That's why I know that.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's kind of like, you got to know that because that's part of your responsibility, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, Spider-Man. I got him a Spider-Man phone.
Spider-Man phone. All right, let me shake your head a little bit. When you were a kid, was there a superhero that you liked?
Oh, Superman.
Oh, no delay right there, huh? Just Superman right off the bat.
When I was a kid, Superman was first one on TV with George Reeve.
Oh, okay.
And I remember I was hooked on Superman.
When was the last time you saw one of those, the Superman show?
Oh, I can't. It's been years. Years and years.
Now, I used to watch them, and they were in reruns when I was a kid. And, you know, I liked it, too. And, I don't know, it was a couple years ago I watched it. And, you know, like a lot of things, because of, you know, technology and stuff, it's kind of goofy.
Yes. You know who one of my other favorites was? Zorro.
Zorro. There was the was that Guy Williams?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Guy Williams. Yeah. He had a sword and a cape.
Well, wasn't there a TV show around the same time? I mean, this was after the original one called Zorro, or am I thinking of something else?
I don't remember. I just like Zorro.
Well, who drove the Black Beauty?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Now I have to look that up because now it's going to bother me all day long. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Jim Lemon.
All right, sir. Jim, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Chris, superhero, is Spider-Man at the top?
Oh, yes, it was, especially as a kid. I had a Spider-Man Halloween costume.
Oh, all right. So Superman's too old for your generation, right?
I think there is definitely some Superman fans, but for my generation, there was the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy that came out in the early 2000s that probably solidified most of his popularity for my generation.
Okay.
You know, when was the last time a Superman movie was made?
Who was the guy? Christopher Reeve, I think, 40 years ago.
Exactly. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The California Mid-State Fair is launching its 2 for Tuesdays in the month of May. These are sold in pairs only for the same type of pass, and they offer the best value for the fair, providing daily admission for all 12 days and more. For full details, visit midstatefair.com. Alberto Tamez Jr., convicted of a 1974 first-degree murder of Genevieve Moreno of Nipomo, has been released after being granted parole in December 2025. Tamez Jr. was found guilty of kidnapping, beating, sexually assaulting, and murdering Mrs. Moreno, pleading no contest to first-degree murder. Details of these and other stories coming up. sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, Pokemon and Star Wars generate more overall merchandising revenue, but as an individual superhero, it is by far Spider-Man. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You just can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.